Now, on this Invest Talk podcast, Steve Peasley listens to your questions.
You mentioned earlier about bond funds going down when rates go up. I'm wondering how that fares in a upward interest rate environment.
And provides unbiased answers.
Gene, you're going to have to look inside the portfolio, right? See what kind of loans they are.
Invest Talk. Over 28 million downloads and counting.
Thank you, as always, for all that you do. I'm calling to ask you opinion on an ETF called XLI.
Your participation makes it unique. 888-99-CHART.
This podcast is produced by KPP Financial. Steve Peasley, President. KPP Financial. Independent thinking, shared success. And now today's podcast.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Invest Talk. It is Friday, January 22nd, 2021. And of course, on today's program, like every day and podcast, we operate with the same mission statement and as independent thinking for shared success. And we say that because, you know, our goal here is to only provide you not only with marketing reporting or process explanations or educational segments or our conversation on stocks. We want to provide you only the facts, okay? And we use those facts ourselves for our buying and selling and trading on our own very own accounts along with our clients. I buy the exact same thing, same price, same time as my clients. So I'm giving you the exact facts that I will use making decisions to buy and sell stocks. I'm Steve Peasley, and of course, we encourage you to contact us. You are part of this show. This is a call-in show. We want to hear all your financial investment questions, I and Justin. As you know, we switch off doing the show. I used to do it 5 days a week, and you know, after doing that for 20 years or so, you know, I'd like a couple days off. So I want to talk to you. We want to hear your questions. We're live right now. We're always live Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 Pacific time. You can leave your questions anytime you want on the same number that we're live, and the number is 888-99-CHART. You can call live now, or you can call after the show or anytime, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and leave a question, and we'll answer it on the next program, or try to get it to the next program, depending on how many questions we have to answer. Okay, so let's go ahead and get right to it. Here's the first question.
Hi, this is Dave from New Hampshire. I'm calling about a mutual fund, and the ticker symbol is PFORX. It's an international bond fund, and I'm wondering what you thought of that as an overall investment and how our current and future, near-term future environment in the markets might affect that. I wasn't sure because it was bonds. If you could comment on that, I'd appreciate it, and I really like your show. Thanks, bye.
Okay, all bonds, everybody. Try to remember this. All bonds, when interest rates start to rise, the value of the bonds go down. So the bond funds out there that own bonds, no matter what bonds they are, if they own bonds, if interest rates go up, the value of the bonds will go down. If interest rates go down, the value of those bonds go up. So from a ETF or a mutual fund perspective, the net asset value will go down if interest rates rise. Now, the net asset value of this fund is a little over $11. Okay, so it's $11.08. So if interest rates start to rise, the value of this bond fund will go down. Now, over the last 10, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, what has interest rates been doing? They've been going down. So bond values have been going up. So if you look at performance of bond funds and say, look how well that's done, that means you're looking at performance and you're thinking if you're thinking it's going to do that same thing going forward, you're wrong. You're totally wrong. Because interest rates are zero or less in many places. Interest rates are 1%. You know, look at the U.S. Treasuries. What are they paying? Virtually very little, right? Very little. So interest rates will rise and the bond values will go down. So why buy a bond fund, Okay, why would you do that? Well, it's safer than the stock market, even if the interest rates do go up. But if you buy a short-term bond fund versus a long-term bond fund, they will go up and down much slower. And you still get the yields, whatever they're paying in dividend yield. Of course, not paying much now, right? They aren't. So just remember that. That's how you know if you want to buy a bond fund or not, or if you should stay in a bond fund or not. Okay, well, my answer to the caller was a demonstration of, you know, what we do on this program of podcasts. I answer questions. I give you as much information as I can in a short period of time. And I'll do my best to provide the unbiased answers and give you, you know, as clear strategies or clear information as possible. But that's what I'm here for. 888-99-CHART. Love to hear from you. The trivia question day will be about chasing performance. Do you do that? Do you chase performance? You know what I mean when I say, are you chasing performance? Well, that's what the trivia question is going to be about. Today, the market actually wasn't as bad as, you know, as I thought it would be. I thought this would be a down day. And I didn't write down the performance today. Hold on, bear with me. Let me get it here. Computer? Computers can really be frustrating. The Dow was down 179. The S&P was down 11. But the NASDAQ was up 12. So that was kind of a surprise, the NASDAQ being up. Mixed day today. Then we call that a mixed day. So your big tech stocks probably outperformed and did well today. And those are the big growth stock names, right? And those are the ones I think are going to have a hard time this year. Though they're looking pretty good now, they are. So we'll see. We'll see. You're listening to InvestTalk. I'm Steve Peasley. We've already made it through the third week of 2021. We're still unscathed. Have you noticed? Unscathed. So the new presidency hasn't hurt us yet. And it may not. I have no idea. I have my opinions on things as far as how I think the market will do pretty well this year. But it's not going to be anything like past year. I think we'll see some volatility, which we saw last year. So remember, our task here is to help you build financial freedom, everybody. Help you become wealthy. And do it. And don't think you can get rich quick. That's not going to happen. You can get rich. But don't think you can get rich quick. So our goal here is always financial freedom. It's always to help you achieve that goal. And to do that, we make you part of the program with your questions. You can ask anything you want financial. The number is, we're live right now. The number is 888-99-CHART.
It's a new year, and building your financial future takes information and commitment. So you'll have finance and investment questions for Steve Peasley and Justin Klein. Call InvestTalk, 888-99-CHART.
888-992-4278. Let's talk to Emilios in San Francisco. How you doing, Emilios?
Sir, so always pleasure to talk to you. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing well. Thanks for the call.
Absolutely. I'm looking to see, based on your wonderful advice again, MT for commodities?
I kind of like it. I like the play. This is Arcelor. I never could say this name. Arcelor Mittal.
Neither can I.
Arcelor Mittal, MT. It's a Luxembourg-based manufacturer of semi-finished and finished steel products for automotive and appliance. And if you think the world economy, and this is a big one, it's $27.5 billion company. If you think the world economy is going to recover, you would want to be in this kind of stock. Now, it has already done nicely from its low and is showing some weakness now in the last, 2 weeks or so. And it might be setting itself up for a buying opportunity. They're going to make $2.60 this year per share, and it's a $22 stock. So that's under 10 PE. Now, these kinds of stocks usually sell for lower PEs than the S&P 500. Steel companies, because they're very slow growers. If they grow at all. This company has been shrinking in the last year and a half, 2 years. So it's not even, it's been shrinking, not growing. So the question is, are we at, you're at the bottom of its cycle? And I think you really are. You know me, I've been saying, and I know Justin has too, that we like the commodities sphere. And I think this is cheap. Even as it ran up from $6 or so, $7, you know, back in March last year. Now it's 22. I still think it has a ways to go. I mean, in its heyday, when it would make it, the stock was selling around $50. I think it can go back there. I do. Thanks for the call, Medios. My focus point today concerns a story I noted billionaire investors telling people to enjoy the bull market while it lasts. Is he hinting that it's going to stop? We'll talk about it. I'll give you what he thinks, and you know, I think his thinking is probably right on, but we'll talk about that. What else do I want to talk about? How about, is this an investment opportunity with Biden, the new President Biden, suspending all new oil and gas drilling and all permits on government land? Is that talent? Is that an opportunity? Well, what should you do about that? Existing home sales are out today. I want to discuss that. And Janet Yellen is a new Secretary of Treasury. Janet Yellen, the old Federal Reserve president. What does that mean? I mean, usually it's unusual for a Federal Reserve president to go on to work for administration as anything of high office. That's not how they usually, after they're done with the Federal Reserve, they retire or teach or write books or something. She's going to be in Biden's administration. Because usually Federal Reserves are a bit more conservative. She's not talking that way now. So let's talk about her. And see, all this, I'm trying to see, you know, and so is every other investor that's worth his salt, trying to see what the new Biden administration is going to do to what sectors of the market, you know, and therefore that's why I want that, you know, you're going to hear me talk about what the new administration is doing, because it'll affect your investments. And so what, you know, some negative, some positive, it's always that. Remember, I already told you, under a Democratic president, the stock market does better than it does under a Republican president. Always has. So it's not about being depressed about who's president, who's not. It's about how it affects your money. So we just got to be smart about it. What should we do? That's what we're going to be talking about. Okay? On Fridays, I make time to fit in a quick rundown of my key benchmark numbers, or the key benchmark numbers, not mine. The two-year treasury yield is at 0.12%. 0.12% per year. 0.1% a year. Making much money. The 10-year treasury is 1.087, a little over 1%. So that's a good spread between the two-year and 10-year. The 10-year was used to be 0.6, so it's gone up in recent weeks. Gold is at $1,854 an ounce. Not much movement this week. Up a little bit this week, but not much. Oil, selling at $52.45 per barrel. Try to remember that, $52.45 per barrel. And place that in context of one of the talking points I'm going to talk about, and Biden suspends all new oil and gas drilling permits. Remember, I already told you this earlier this week, he canceled the pipeline coming down from Canada. So the XL pipeline. So what does that mean for you as an investor? Frankly, I will get to that. Let's see. The national average for gasoline, $2.39. That was up 2 cents from last week. California, $3.36, of course. We pays a lot more. Hawaii, the average price for gas is $3.33. Why is Hawaii cheaper than California? Remember, number one, California, we have oil here. you have to ship it across ocean waves to get to Hawaii, and yet our gas here in California is more expensive. Most likely, we have more taxes, even though Hawaii is a very high tax state. You listen to Invest Talk. I'm Steve Peasley. For the investors, the need to remain vigilant is always constant, right? And we have to do that in particular this year. It's going to be important this year, 2021. So you have questions, financial and investing questions, please call with them. We're open all the time, 888-99-CHART.
The markets react to uncertainty. Are you prepared? Is your portfolio balanced? Is it optimized? Your financial future depends on the answers to those questions. Steve Peasley is here now, and he's ready to talk with you. Call InvestTalk, 888-99-CHART.
888-992-4278. Love to talk to you. I want to talk to you, so give me a call. Anyways, my focus point today concerns an interview by a billionaire named Leon Cooperman is his name. Now, just because you're a billionaire doesn't mean you know everything. But you know what? You get $1 billion together and see how hard it is. Okay? It does mean you're smart. You don't see dumb billionaires out there unless they inherited the money, of course. Anyways, he's saying, whenever you bought into the market in the history, when the market was selling at 22 times or higher a P.E. ratio, you really never make serious money 1, 3, and 5 years out from that period. So he's telling you that the market's too high, too expensive. That whenever that is expensive, 1, 3, 5 years out, most time you lose money or you don't make much money at all. So the conclusion is right now that's what the market's doing right now, selling at those multiples. So he's saying, don't plan on making money. So my point of view is, what that means is it's going to be a stock picker's market. What that means is you can't no longer rely on growth stocks, so you better find good value in value stocks. And that's, of course, what we've been saying for a while here, last month or two or three, that it's time for the growth stocks to hand off to the value stocks as far as performance. Because growth stocks have been driving the indexes. Because you're talking about stocks are trillion-dollar companies like Apple and Amazon, Google, trillion-dollar companies with these huge market cap that pushes stocks because they're so big. It pushes the whole index, because they're so big. They're dragging the index with them up, even though maybe other stocks are not really performing that great. So what happens when those big guys do just the opposite? They start to roll over. You think they will grow forever? No. So it's just a play on, guys? Time to be very careful here. Yeah, we could still have this growth market another year, 2 years. He's not suggesting, and I'm not suggesting, that it's over with today. I'm just saying it's time to switch gears a little bit here. That's what it's time to do. So do it. I'm not saying sell all these big. I'm not going to sell mine, but I will cut back. I will cut back and readjust that, cut back that money into something else that is more value-oriented. That simple. It's not rocket science. It's just recognizing what's going on and making a decision based on it. Or you can make no decision. You can stay where you are. See what happens. Maybe it'll work out. But I like to play the odds. I like to, I like buying value plus growth, not just growth stocks. Okay, 888-99-CHART. Why don't we go to the phone lines again? Let's talk to Gene in North Carolina.
Hello, Steve. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
You mentioned earlier about bond funds going down when rates go up. I'm wondering how SRLN, which is an ETF for senior loan, bank loans, floating rate.
Okay.
How that fares in a upward interest rate environment, and also how do tips fare as well?
Okay. Good questions. Good questions. Exchange traded fund. This is an exchange SRLN. It's an exchange traded fund seeking performance corresponding to the Blackstone GSO senior loan portfolio. So, Gene, you're going to have to look inside the portfolio, right? See what kind of loans they are. You mentioned that they are floating rate loans. Now, for everybody else, if that's the case, that means their interest rates, when interest rates rise, so do the interest rate for these loans that people have inside there. So what will that do? It means that your yield to you will go up because they're floating rates. So it would, this would, if that's what this is, it would not be affected as much because of the floating of the interest rates. It still will be a pressure downward on the value as interest rates rise, but not nearly as much. And this pays what, 4.9% yield? So the yield will probably always, if they are floating, the yield will exceed the value of the NAV going down. So let's say the NAV goes down from 46, it's right now 46.08. Let's say it goes down to 45. You still have a net positive for the year. So it's a good, place, a floating lane, floating loan portfolio is a good place to park money. Okay. Now, after the break, I'll talk about your other question here. We got to get to this. One of the most common investment errors people make is the practice of chasing performance. So as we go to break, I have a two-part question. What does it mean to chase performance? And why is it a mistake to chase performance? So after break, I'll give the answer. But for now, my phone lines are open, 888-99-CHART.
Of all the finance and investing podcasts and all the downloads and all the world, you've discovered InvestTalk.
Hey guys, I just started checking out your podcast and I've been really enjoying the content.
I was just wondering if you could explain what a spinoff is.
I'm interested in two IPOs.
And since InvestTalk hosts Steve Peasley and Justin Klein are committed to answering your questions with their unique blend of expert insight and unbiased guidance, you've got to ask yourself one question. Why haven't you called InvestTalk?
Hey, Steve and Justin, this is Josh calling from New York, first-time caller.
You know you listen, you know you should call, you know you want to call.
Would you consider equities to be a hedge against inflation?
You'll get a reliable answer and the same positive feeling that tens of thousands of InvestTalk callers have already experienced.
Thank you, and I appreciate what you guys do.
Don't forget to call InvestTalk, 888-99-CHART. Have you heard about Riskalyze? It's a brief question and answer form that you fill out online. Steve Peasley and Justin Klein will also get a copy of your responses. They can use the Riskalyze results to help you formulate a strategy that fits your investing risk tolerance. Learn more anytime and take the Riskalyze quiz at investtalk.com.
Okay, so before the break, Gene also asked about how rising or falling interest rates affects tips. Now, first you have to understand what tips are and how they work. Tips is a Treasury Inflation Protected Securities. Okay, mouthful. Treasury Inflation Protected Securities. Okay, so their treasury means U.S. government, so they're very solid. Tips pay a flat rate, but the rate will float up and down as inflation goes up and down. So inflation rises, every 6 months, tips will readjust or recalculate and add in the equivalent of the rise in inflation rate as a percentage. So inflation rises a whole 1% in 6 months, the tips will pay an additional 1% yield. Now, I don't know if it's exactly a one-to-one relationship like that, but it rises with inflation and it falls with inflation. So as interest rates rise, tips are pretty good. Not as interest rate rise, but as inflation rise, tips are a pretty good place to be. As interest rates rise, it has no effect on tips except to go down. Tips will go down because it's a bond fund paying a flat rate. So if there's no inflation, rising interest rates is not good for tips unless inflation goes up with it. Okay? So if inflation goes up faster, then that's where you want to be, tips. If inflation goes up slower, then you're still going to lose value. They'll still pay the yield. The value of the bond funds will go down with interest rates rising. Always, always remember that. Interest rate rise, bond values go down, vice versa. Okay. Talking point. Before the break, I give you a trivia question. What does it mean to chase performance? You've heard me say that before on this show. And why is it a mistake to do that? So an investor is chasing performance anytime he or she makes investment decisions favoring a fund or a stock or anything else, ETF or anything, because it went up in value recently. You're buying it because it went up. Well, if it went up, that's always in the past. And you're looking at the past and say, oh, it went up. You're chasing performance. Okay, picking funds for a new IRA or 401k based on recent performance is a mistake. Making an annual contribution to an IRA and allocate it to your best fund is a mistake. The best fund meaning the one that gone up the most recently, that is a mistake. So why is it a mistake? This is why. Historically, a period of above market performance for a given fund will be followed eventually by a period of below market performance. They call this reversion to the mean. It's just a natural reversion to the mean. So when you do research and say, hey, this fund has done really good last year, I'm going to buy this one, that's a mistake. What you do is you look at the managers. You look at long-term performance. You look at the economy and what part of the economic cycle we're in. Are we facing high interest rates, low interest rates? Are we facing high inflation or low inflation? Are we facing anything, a recession? See, and then determine, well, what fund will work best in this kind of environment? That's what you should be doing. That's how you look for them. Look for mutual funds or ETFs or even stocks. So you shouldn't go, okay, listen, Amazon has done great or worse. Ooh, Tesla had gone up 700% last year, which it did, by the way. Therefore, I'm going to buy Tesla. That it was a mistake, a big mistake. Does that mean Tesla won't go up this year? No, it can still go up. I'm just saying that it will probably revert to the mean at some point, and that's going to be very painful for those people who are chasing performance. So I want you to stay invested, but do it wisely, okay? Let's go to Mark, who lives in New Jersey. How you doing, Mark?
Hi, Steve. How are you tonight?
I am pretty good. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, as always, for all that you do. I'm calling to ask you opinion on an ETF called XLI. I hear you talk about industrials is a good space. I look at the stock, and it's got railroad stocks, which I've heard your team discuss very favorably. So hoping to hear your thoughts on this stock.
Okay. Industrial Select Sector. So this is an exchange-traded fund. It's not really a stock. It's an ETF, an exchange-traded fund seeking performance corresponding to the S&P Industrial Sector Index, and I do like this. I do like this sector. So any kind of pullback, you wouldn't hurt my feelings even if you bought it here because it's been going sideways for a month and a half or so. So I think that sideways movement might be just preparing itself to have a move up. So you wouldn't hurt my feelings by buying it here, but I do like the industrial sector for the environment we're in because that's the sector that is full of value stocks, okay? And I think it's their turn to shine versus growth. That doesn't mean you don't have any growth stocks, Mark. It just means that you want to be in those sectors that will probably outperform. Now, unfortunately, what if the market, all market crashes? I think these stocks will crack, will fall much less because of where they are. So, you know, it might be a move to a little bit of defensive position as well. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. The KPP Premium Newsletter was distributed to subscribers today, and it is packed with helpful information, as it usually is, because I pack it. I'm the one that's packing it. Okay? So in the market conditions sections, which is the first section of the newsletter, I talked about the holiday shortened week, but we had weekly unemployment claims, which were still bad, 900,000, still pretty high. The previous week was 926,000. Remember, that's a leading economic indicator, and that number comes out every week. So remember, before COVID, they were in the 200,000 average, even maybe high 190,000 a few weeks. That was pretty surprising how low it got. The stock market has welcomed the new Democratic president this week. The market didn't crash. Our market did pretty good. And as I pointed out, historically, you know, the market does better under Democratic presidents versus Republicans. But we're going to see a rotation probably in sectors. And so the large growth stocks seems to be starting to hesitate. And you might see the value stocks start to outperform them. I had mentioned there'll probably be no recession this year or even next year. But the seeds of the next recession are being planted now. And I'm talking about oversized government spending. I'm talking about huge national debt. I'm talking about the possible sharp increase in inflation because of it. And we've also had a pretty long sustained economic expansion for stocks and the economy. If you get rid of COVID and look at how long the economy really expanded, COVID was kind of just a one-off type of thing that was very damaging, but I think that, you know, we're probably looking at a recession someday down the road. Not this year. I can't see it this year because we're spending so much money, and that money goes someplace. But that, you know, just talking about it. Then, of course, I had a stock ideas in there. I had a couple, you know, I talked about different things. Portfolio management, one of the best ways to hamper your portfolio performance is to allow losses to linger. And I said how to pull the trigger, how to determine when to get out and what to use to try to determine to get out, trying to help you with some pointers on that front. So I think it's a very good thing for people to get. I do. I think it's a great tool for you. To subscribe, it's easy. You just go to investtalk.com on our website, and you can subscribe. Okay? I go into greater details on all these things, by the way. So when you go there, there's a lot of I provide the details, but I'm just going to hit some high points here. Okay, 888-99-CHART, 888-992-42 is our number. Okay, so I want to know if you think this is an opportunity, and this is one of the things I do. I sit around, I read a lot of stuff on economy, on politics. And on just everything I get my hands on, I'm a reader, right? And I think about, well, what stocks are going to benefit from what I've been reading? So we now have a big change, right, from an old administration to a new administration for the U.S. government. And so what is the new administration doing? Well, he suspended all new oil leases and drilling permits on federal land. Okay, he also canceled the XL pipeline. Okay, what is that going to do? Well, my thinking is it's probably on the fringes, right? Not totally, but on the fringes, constrict oil supply. And it's also mentioned natural gas here too, which makes no sense to me, but, you know, because that's a pretty clean energy source. But no oil or natural gas drilling. So it's going to restrict supply, even though it's marginal. But what will that do? Well, we already seen some of the effect, I think, by the oil prices being $53 a barrel. That's getting close to the high in the last year. So where is it going to go? I don't think it's going down. So who's going to benefit from that? Big oil companies, right? They get to keep a high, because they operate on margins of not only the oil, but also gasoline. And if there's a restriction on getting more supply, that means there's the demand. If the economy, world economy, starts to expand again in this year, the demand is going to go up with a slight restriction on supply. So I'm thinking that's probably, you know, goes right along the theme that I thought would work. Commodities. Let's go to Edgar in San Diego. Edgar.
Steve, how are you this afternoon?
I am very good, and I do appreciate, you know, I grew up in San Diego. People don't know that, but my dad was in the Navy and stationed in San Diego. So.
Yes, it's a beautiful town. I've heard that in the past you've been talking about semiconductor and also mentioning that it is kind of it's not a bad idea to have some exposures to chips. I was wondering what you think about this company, and it was down today, and what kind of a entry price you're looking for.
Okay, this is Taiwan Semiconductor, everybody, TSM, Taiwanese maker of logic, mixed signal, fabulous chip company, and integrated device manufacturer. They're going to make $3.96 this year, and it's $129 stock. So what does that give you as far as a P.E. ratio? $4.29, so about 30 P.E. And the stock has done nothing but go up ever since last March, where it was trading at $78, and now it's $129. So, Edgar, I think you're too late to the party here. I think it's probably getting close to being finished with its current run. Good company, though. Return on equity is 30%. That's really good. Growth of sales is 20 to 25%. That's very good. Pays a small dividend, 1.1. So it does not have a lot of debt. Has hardly any debt. So the company itself is very strong. And it's $669 billion. If you were to buy the company, I'd wait till it pulls back to about the $105 area. Remember, it's at $129 now. But I think it will pull back at some point. At TSM, everybody. TSM. Okay, existing home sales came out today. Was it today? Yes. Anyways, they were up 0.7% to 6.76 million units a year from 6.69 million units a year. Average price up to 309,000, up 12.9% year over year. So over a year, the 13% rise in home prices. And permits to build new, which is a leading economic indicator. Existing home sales is not a leading economic indicator, but permits to build new houses is. That's at 1.709 million from 1.63 million. So that went up, telling you that real estate is still doing well. Hasn't started to fall, and it probably won't until interest rates start to go up and the 10-year treasury starts to rise closer. It's above 1 now, but until it gets closer to 1.5%, 2%, I don't know if it can have that much effect on mortgage rates. But usually 10-year treasuries and mortgage rates are kind of locked in together. This is InvestTalk, everybody. I'm Steve Peasley, and we have one goal here, to help you achieve financial freedom. I really do want you to achieve it. You can achieve it. So the work will continue after this break. But get your questions in, 888-99-CHART.
It's a new year, and building your financial future takes information and commitment. So you'll have finance and investment questions for Steve Peasley and Justin Klein. Call InvestTalk, 888-99-CHART.
Okay, we're live, and we have the final minutes of the show here on Friday. So let's grab another caller. Ryan, Southern California, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for holding on.
Yeah, no problem. I'm calling about Callaway Golf, ticker ELY. They announced the Topgolf merger back at the end of October, early November. Immediately there was a sell-off, but since then it's been gaining steam. Topgolf revenues and Callaway revenues about equal the market cap right now, and it just seems like with Topgolf's growth that maybe it all hasn't been priced in. But I know, like, looking at the charts, we're above all the moving averages. I was just getting your advice on it.
Okay, this is Callaway Golf Company, everybody, ELY. Makes golf clubs, including irons, drivers, fairway woods, golf balls, and, you know, accessories. And it's sold worldwide. So they're going to lose $1.10 in 2020 when we finally get their final earnings report for the fourth quarter. They're going to lose $1.10. This year, 2020, they're going to earn $1 per share. Now, the highest they've ever earned was $1.10, which was in 2019. The stock is $28.95. So at $1, that's a, you know, 29 PE. So it's not inexpensive. So what you have to do, it has to grow. If, you know, so, and you're talking about the merger of the two companies, and it has to grow to support this high of a PE ratio. So in the most recent quarter, sales jumped 12%, but that was the third quarter of last year. I don't know what it's done the fourth quarter yet. But, you know, if it can maintain double-digit, high double-digit growth, the stock would probably could go higher. But if it doesn't, it's overpriced. So I think you got to be real careful. It does not have enough upside potential from a growth portfolio, and from a value standpoint of view, it's not a value stock. So it's neither a growth or value stock unless it can get that sales growth up into the high teens. And we don't know that yet. That would be my opinion. Thanks for calling, though. Appreciate that. So that's Callaway Golf, everybody. Okay, Janet Yellen has been selected as Secretary of Treasury by President Biden. And it's unusual because usually a former Fed chairman, which she was, doesn't get into the politics of a new administration. They don't get picked for anything. They generally don't, because they either retire or write books or whatever. So what does this mean? Well, she was kind of hawkish on interest rates when she was Fed chairman, but when you hear her talk now, she's not hawkish at all. She's thinking, quote unquote, you got to go big, end of quote, when she was talking about a new spending package, a $1.9 trillion spending package that Biden is proposing. So she's all behind it, which surprises the heck out of me. But that's what she's now doing. And she's pretty, you know, she's pretty friendly terms with Chairman, Federal Reserve Chairman Powell. So they're probably going to be buddy-buddies going forward. And that kind of worries me a little bit, because the Federal Reserve is supposed to be quote-unquote non-political. If he needs to raise interest rates or lower interest rates, he does it because of the need, not because of what the president wants, right? And that's, of course, kind of getting blurry if you have a president who picks a former Federal Reserve chairman who is pretty much friendly with the current Federal Reserve chairman. So where's the independence there? That kind of worries me a little bit. I mean, I just don't like it. Maybe I shouldn't say worry. Maybe I should say I just don't like it. I don't like the closeness of that. But I really do want the Federal Reserve to be separate and independent. I'm Steve Peasley, and this completes another InvestTalk program. Justin Klein and I thank you for listening and encourage you to tell your friends and family about us. all about the free podcast downloads. You can download them free at Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and InvestTalk.com. And you know, we do the show every day, every week, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 Pacific time on the West Coast. So we ask you to call with your questions. If you have them, call anytime, 888-99-CHART. You can leave them on our voice bank, and we'll get to them. Do our best. Independent thinking with shared success. This is InvestTalk. Enjoy your weekend, everybody.
Because of the nature of the interactive dialogue inherent in the format of this program, it's important for the listener to understand that not all comments made will apply to them specifically. Nothing said shall be taken to be investment advice, or shall statements on this program be considered an offer to buy or sell securities. Such advice is rendered solely on an individual basis, and at times will require that the investor review a prospectus before investing. InvestTalk is a copyrighted program of Klein Pavlis Peasley Financial, a registered investment advisor, which retains all rights. For more information regarding KPP's investment advisors, call 1-800-557-5461. Steve Peasley is president and Justin Klein, chief executive officer of Klein Pavlis Peasley Financial. And they thank you for listening and welcome your comments or questions on our 24-hour listener line at 888-99-CHART.